Okay, cool. Hi everyone, welcome to Hacker Public Radio. My name is Klaatu, and with me via Mumble is, well, I know him as Thistleweb, but he insists his name is Gordon. How are you, Gordon?
Hey, Klaatu. I'm actually both, but yeah, everyone calls me Gordon, but online, all my nicks and that are all Thistleweb, so. It's one and the same thing to me. No worries.
So, Thistleweb, I wanted to talk to you today about a project that you're getting involved with, and it's got everything to do with torrents. Why are you interested in torrenting information?
Torrents, as you know, it's an efficient way of spreading the bandwidth, of keeping the cost down, essentially, and allowing people to create their own larger files without having the cost of hosting it. It can be, basically, it can be spread out quite a lot. What occurred to me was, and I'm sure it's occurred to other people, it's just they've decided, right, there's a gap that needs filled. If you go to a torrent site now, you'll find that a lot of the content on it is illegal content. It's movies, it's music, it's games, it's whatever. And there's also some legally free stuff there as well, but it's sort of a mixed in. And I figured that surely something that was specifically for free, legally free content, that would be a good thing. It would also be something that acts as a search engine, because one of the things that self-publishing or self-creating always has its limits, is in getting the word out to people. Traditional industries have a whole network of stores and TV adverts and movie adverts, TV theme tunes and whatever. They've got a whole network to get a new song, a new book, a new whatever it is, under people's noses. But self-creating, self-publishing, whatever it is, doesn't have that. So it was sort of a two things in one. It was to create a kind of search engine to spread the bandwidth and to use the torrent protocol, which is really efficient.
That's definitely where the whole cliche of, or sort of the stigma of torrents, I think, comes from. And I think you're right. There's a noticeable gap there in terms of torrenting being such a great idea and being such an efficient method of distribution, especially as formats get larger and files get larger. It's just such a great, great way to get stuff, and yet there's not really a central hub where we can find, like, the good stuff. And so what's your project? How's it going to fill the niche?
One of the things I noticed, if you go, for example, go to a torrent site and you search for, Fedora 15 or whatever, and you find seven different torrents all claiming to be Fedora 15. They're all different sizes, they're all ISO images, they all appear to be the same thing, but they're all different sizes, they're all posted by different people, they all claim to be legit. Which one is legit? Are any of them legit? Are any of them, have they been modified? Have they been, is there spyware put into them? Is there, that type of thing? So the only way you can be guaranteed to get the proper legitimate version is to go to the project site. So the idea was to create, it's a few things. First off, we're going to create a content management system. We'll skip back a bit and we'll say, we're going to create a content management system. Now, Drupal is, I love Drupal. I do a lot of stuff with Drupal. Drupal is a jack of all trades. You can do a lot with it, but it's not specialized in any one thing. PHPBB is a forum software. That's what it does. It's a forum. It doesn't do much else. WordPress is a blog software. Well, there's nothing like that for a torrent site. There's a few bits and pieces, as I understand, but they're not that great. The licenses are very restrictive. The code's a mess. So the idea was to create a CMS that's designed around a torrent site with the ability to have plugins and themes and like Drupal, like WordPress, so that people can download it and set up their own torrent sites. And the other thing is, we're going to use one instance of that torrent site for our main torrent site.
You're when you say creating a CMS, what does that encompass? Like that, I mean, to me, that sounds like a really big project, and I'm curious. I mean, what kind of functionality would you need in that framework?
I'm not a developer. I've tried to have a go at learning PHP. So I mean, as far as the actual work that's involved, I'm not sure. I expect that you're right. It will be a lot of work. It won't be an overnight project, that's for sure. The idea is to try and build it up over the long term, to build in different... I want it to be an out-of-the-box thing that people can install, and it will work as a torrent site right out of the box, as a bare-bones torrent site, and then you can add in various functions with modules that will come later on. It's certainly not going to be an overnight thing.
So actually, you say that like out of the box it'll be functional and everything, so other people could in theory use the framework that you're talking about for not only torrent tracker or a torrent solution, but I mean maybe for other stuff too, right?
Yeah, I mean it's like building a car or building roads. That car can be filled with anything and driven anywhere. We are using it strictly for legal. Our own instance is going to be very strictly legally legit torrents and legitimate content. We're doing that with basically a maintainer's model on our instance of it. But yeah, I mean certainly anyone can download it and put up their own torrent site and torrent whatever they like, basically. That's up to them. And if there's any legal issues, legal comeback on them, well, that's their problem. You know, it's nothing to do with us. What I'm going to do is, what I want to do is, when you first run transmission, the torrent client transmission, it comes up with a little warning you've got to accept. It's basically saying that there's torrenting some of the content on torrents is illegal. I am aware of this. Say yes or no, and you need to say yes to get it to work. And it's basically saying that on your own head be it. And I'm talking about doing the same thing as well. We're doing things very strictly legal. But if people want to use it for other things, that's entirely up to them, and it's their legal head that's in the noose.
Okay, let's step back for a minute, because like, if I were to go to a completed version of your project, say I'm looking for, I guess, any kind of content, really. I mean, free culture content, whether it's a podcast or a video cast episode that I've been following, or some clip art, or just independent music, whatever. I go to your site, what do I see? Just a list of torrents, or is there something more to it than that?
Well, any torrent site is basically a search engine with categorized links. I'm going to do the same thing. Our site is going to do the same thing. It's going to have sections for Linux distributions, for audio casts, for video casts, for audiobooks, for ebooks, and you know whatever else. The difference being that there's only going to be. We're also going to use tags as well. I believe it's probably going to be tags, and that way you can actually narrow down. If you write, for example, Scott Siegler as an author, and you want to get his podio books, you can actually search for that, and because it's not just any random Joe Schmo that's uploading it, you're guaranteed that each file is going to be unique, it's going to be correct, there's not multiple copies of it, multiple different qualities, there's quality control essentially there. And the whole idea behind the maintainer's model is that people can, a maintainer of a package on a distribution, on a Linux distribution repositories, they basically keep an eye on whatever package it is, if it's Firefox, they keep an eye on Firefox, and when there's a new version of Firefox, they go and package it and do whatever they need to do, and they've got the the authorization to get it up onto the repos for everyone using that distribution to refresh and say, oh, there's a new Firefox. Well, I'm talking about doing the same thing, the same concept, but with new content, where there's a new Fedora ISO that's been released. Oh, that's my job, I'm onto that. Go and create the torrent and put it on so that people can find it. So it's that type of thing. So you're guaranteed with the quality, and it's so much easier to find. There's no duplicates and that type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great idea, first of all, because, I mean, maintained lists, I find, are typically very, very nice. I mean, they don't have to be exclusive or anything. It doesn't mean that the maintainers get some kind of ban hammer where they can say, no, I don't like this content, so you don't get to submit it or anything, but at least there's some kind of quality control. So that's a very cool idea.
The other reason that the maintainer model is sort of obvious after you think about it is we want to make sure that all of the content is legally free and legally free to distribute, because what I don't want is people to be able to upload copyrighted content or a version of Windows or whatever it is on the off chance that it'll get people downloading it before it gets kicked off. I want to avoid that at all costs. I want to make sure that it's all legally, freely distributable. That's why that no one anonymous can go and upload.
That's a great safety to have. It's also really nice that, because, I mean, that is a classic problem. You go on to a torrent site looking for, like you say, Fedora 15 ISO. There's something labeled Fedora 15 ISO. Well, more accurately, there's 10 things labeled Fedora 15 ISO. You have a 1 in 10 chance of getting the right thing. You click on the one that seems legit to you. You download it. You open it up. And, yeah, it's like a cracked copy of Photoshop or something stupid like that. Or the ISO doesn't mount, the MD5 sum doesn't check out, whatever. There's so many different versions of them, and who knows which one is the right one, all that kind of stuff. That's annoying.
Well, there's that. With the distributions, what I want to do is include the MD5 sum in the description as well as include that in the torrent itself, so that when you download the ISO, there's a text file there that has the MD5 sum of that ISO in it, and I want to make sure there's that. But another thing as well, there is actually a site, and the name escapes me at the moment, but there is a site where you can download Linux torrents, or Linux ISO torrents. I don't use that. I've found that any time I've checked that, it's always been at least one edition behind. They've always been kind of out of date. Sometimes you don't have very much. I think it's kind of half abandoned, so it's not really that great a site. I would rather go to the project itself. So for the people who are the maintainers of, or whoever releases it, whoever makes the final ISO for Fedora or whatever, and they make the torrents for Fedora from that you download from the Fedora project itself, it's just a case of adding an extra tracker URL into it. What I don't want is some exclusive thing that says you can only choose our tracker, don't use the ones you have been using. I'm saying use the ones you have been using, but add ours and you'll submit it as well. So that it just adds more, basically. We're not interested in an exclusivity. We want to help, basically, spread the word.
Well, speaking of spreading the work and stuff, I mean, that is kind of a classic issue, at least in my experience. Like, when you go out to a torrent place, you find exactly what you want. And sometimes it's even off of the official distribution's site. You find exactly what you want, and then you try to grab it, and it turns out there's, like, one seeder from, like, Australia on a dial-up modem. And it's just, it's like, why am I even bothering torrenting this? Is there anything that your idea would do to ensure, or to help, I guess, that there are actual seeders for the content that is listed there?
Right. You're right that torrents need seeds. They're only as good as the number of seeds and the amount of bandwidth that the seeds have. I mean, I know exactly where you're coming from. You get down to one or two people on dial-up or whatever. It feels like that. So we've got two ways of doing this. First of all, we are looking for donations. We're thinking about setting up a page on, I think it's Kickstarter, to help get some donations and to really get this off the ground. The next thing we're going to do is open up for donations with Flutter and PayPal. Now, what these donations in part are going to go to is seed boxes. We want to have at least, to start off with, we want at least one seed box that's officially paid by the project itself that exists, to have one copy of every single torrent that's on the site. So it's guaranteed there's at least one seeder. Even if everyone else has dropped off the face of the earth, as long as this seed box is up, there's at least one. And the more donations we can get, the more seed boxes we can add to that. The next thing we're going to do is a lot of content, a lot of user-generated content, especially in forums. You get like ranking systems for the number of posts that you make. Well, that's kind of a bit false, or it can be manipulated by people just adding an extra forum post that says, yeah, good one. It doesn't add anything to the thread. It's there to notch up another one post to the total. So what I thought about doing was having an incentive system similar to that, but based on seeding, to incentivize seeding that way, that, and even have like top 10 seeders per month, or top 10 seeders per month. But I want to do it in such a way that people with slow connections can still get into that top 10, and they can still compete against the people with super fat broadband pipes, because it's a percentage ratio of how much they've shared, how long the torrent a file for, how many files that they seed.
Nice.
So that's the idea. I want to make, to hopefully get some sponsors in as well and offer prizes for that. The types of things that I might be looking for is, I don't know, it depends on how the donations come and how the sponsorship comes and that type of thing. But even things like a month of a seed box free for their use, to use whatever they want to use it for, or prize for a year might be Chromebook or something like that. But it depends on how the sponsors can come and if we can get donations of prizes to offer as incentives for people to seed.
How much of this project exists so far? Like today, where are you on this?
The project, I should have actually said this at the start, there's Cobra 2 is doing a lot of the coding for this, a lot of the sort of behind the scenes coding for this. I don't do coding, so I'm sort of doing the front end and trying to organize
cool.
A site and you know, all the sort of the PR stuff. It's me that's doing the public face, the public voice, even. Getting the word out and preparing to do blog posts and, you know, do that type of thing. And to be able to answer people's questions and whatever. But at the moment, we have a page that I've set up. This will be in the show notes. It's unseenstudio.co.uk/tracker. And this basically lays out the whole, pretty much the plan as it is at the moment. A lot of it is still details that need to be figured out and need to be discussed. But at the moment, we have that page. We have an IRC channel as well, which is on the Freenode. It's pound, as you Americans say, or hash, as we say in Britain. Pound CC tracker on Freenode. So it's basically they are starting discussing and starting organising things. We've got a lot of the actual ideas, the concepts, we've got a lot of them down in broad brushstrokes that we're kind of going over in this HBR. A lot of the stuff is basically still to come. We don't have any code yet. We did try, well, Cobra 2 did try, there's a tracker and a CMS that he was aware of, and he did try that, and the tracker's fine, we can use that, but the CMS is not feasible. So that's us sort of back to the drawing board, and that's why we decided we may as well do it right. Going to be in for a long slog, and we'll do it right, and we'll create something that's going to last. So at the moment, there's not much other than the concept and the enthusiasm and the sort of the places for starting to discuss it.
Well, and a tracker, is that correct? So you actually have a working tracker that you can use?
We do have a tracker, yes.
Oh, okay. So really at this point, like if I had to nail you down and say, okay, I've got a team of people I can donate to you, like what do you need done? Really, your answer, if I'm understanding you correctly, would be we need a CMS designed for as a front end for this tracker.
That would be correct, yes. The CMS, a lot of CMSs are done in PHP and designed to hook into a MySQL database. As I said earlier, I love Drupal, and Drupal is PHP above MySQL. But I'm well aware that's a most common denominator. In terms of the more people that have those skills, the bigger pool of people that you can call on to help. It's not necessarily the best thing for the job, but it is the most widely used. And it's always a case of if you're contributing to something that already exists, then you're working in the language that's been chosen to build it in the first place. Since we are building it from scratch, decided the best thing to do was be as agnostic as we can here and say we're open to suggestions on language and things like that. Might be that PHP does suit it the best, might be Ruby, it might be Perl, it might be anything. But the point is to keep an open mind and go on merit rather than just, oh, that's what everyone knows.
Speaking of open-minded, how about if people were to donate? Well, I mean, obviously they can donate their programming skills if they want to help out on this, but what about if they were to donate, for instance, you said you needed dedicated seed boxes and stuff like that. Now, first of all, I don't know what exactly is needed to be a dedicated seed box. I would think that it would be you need a static IP and a server with some bandwidth, and that's kind of like what you need to be able to have for a dedicated seed box. So what if they donated, you know, if they said, hey, I've got this, I've got that, I can be a dedicated seed box for you. Would that be the equivalent of saying, hey, I've got some money, here you go, why don't you go buy yourself a nice box and an IP address?
We're looking for any help that people can give. As far as I understand the term seed box, and certainly the way that I'm using that term, is basically a torrent client somewhere that's on 24/7. That's what its job is, and it may have thousands and thousands of torrents on it that it's constantly seeding. That's basically what I mean. Is it basically something that acts as a server, and that it's on switched on 24/7. It doesn't need to be a static IP. It just needs to be connected all the time. And if the power gets cut, then it gets powered up reasonably quick. You know, if the vacuum cleaner needs done and it's unplugged, as long as it's plugged back in reasonably quickly, it's not an emergency situation, but as long as it's plugged in reasonably quickly and fired back up and back to seeding again, that's fine. So yeah, I mean, anyone that can help out with seed boxes, that would be great. Or even just seeding a lot of torrents after they download them, especially the more obscure stuff, because any time there's a new version of something that's really popular, it's going to have a lot of seeders anyway. The key is to keep the older stuff going, the stuff that's not exactly new. So that would be useful. Developers, yes, that way would be most welcome and most appreciated. Designers, again, people for CSS is a wonderful thing, but it buckles your brain trying to narrow down. It's like you change one setting. Why is that not changing? And you have to work your way through various trees, of various branches of a tree to figure out that something's overriding it. And CSS is a bit hairy at times, but we're going to do it right. We want to do it. We're going to do it right. We're going to be fully standards compliant. You know, so any kind of help in that regard would be helpful as well.
What about Clearbits and I think Vodo or something like that? Aren't those free torrent trackers that I've heard of, or legal torrents, something like that? I've heard of some of these things, I thought.
I've never actually heard of either of those, to be honest. I should not even say that. I've never heard of either of those. Part of the thing that sort of caught my mind is sometimes I'm looking for Creative Commons images to use on something, and the only place that I know of to go and actually look for them is creativecommons.org. and they've got their own search engine, which is terrible, absolutely terrible. But it only does limited things. It only does images, clip art, I'm not sure what else. So yeah, it was basically to try and be what they should be with torrents.
Nice. Yeah, that search engine on there is really, really bad. I remember being very underwhelmed by that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things that a lot of people they think about with rich media, as you said at the start, with audio casts, with video casts, with large files, especially if they're getting hammered a lot, and downloaded an awful lot in a short time, people don't really, they forget, or they don't understand how much of a strain that is on the server, just how much of a pounding a server takes to actually do that. So they think, right, okay, it's just a 50 meg audio track. What's the difference? You know, I'm only downloading it once. What's the difference? Why isn't it just on the website? You know, search creativecommons.org and all right, just download the org file or the MP3 file or whatever. But people just don't realise how much of a strain that is. You know, that's why it's a barrier basically, to people putting these things out. They've got a voice as a barrier, and I think I'm starting to repeat myself. I don't know.
No, I mean I agree with you in terms of torrent is just, it's the smart way of doing this. It's just a smarter way of downloading, period. And the fact that it's almost it's not the de facto, you know, it's something that you have to almost go out and look for. You have to say, gee, I would rather torrent this thing that I want to grab from the internet. Now, how can I go and find a way to torrent it? And that frustrates me, because I really, really like the idea of torrenting. I like that protocol. I like that concept. And it's silly to me that you have to go out of your way to make that happen. So again, I think that your project idea here is a great, great answer to that prop, where you say you don't have to do that anymore. You come to our torrent stop, our little hub central thing, you find the file, and you download it, and it is a torrent, and there are dedicated seeders, and there is incentive for you to keep seeding, you know, the whole nine yards. I think that's a really, really brilliant idea. So what's the first step? I like workflows. I want to hear, what do you need to happen first for this to, I guess, to take off? Or what's first on your to-do list for this project?
Right. I was just waiting to click back in there. One of the things that we are looking to do longer term is to have it so that we can actually subscribe to audio casts or to video casts with torrent feed.
Nice.
So I'm not sure how we're going to do that, but I would like to be able to do like a torrent type of an audio cast type thing. As I say, that's somewhere down the line. I'm not quite sure how we're going to do that.
That would be fantastic, because it's not like my show, my little GNU World Order, Ogcast, suffers from too many downloads by any means, but I would just love to be able to support the idea of torrenting and getting it out there and saying, hey, you can subscribe to my RSS feed, get a torrent file delivered to your podcatcher, and then it will start torrenting that file, and that's how you can get my show. That would be so cool.
See, there's another thing that this site, I don't know if I mentioned this earlier or not, but there's another really key thing here, is most of the people who create Creative Commons content, they're just average men and women. They're not professionals. They have a voice, they have something to say, and they've often got other things to do with their time. You know, they get an hour once a fortnight to record a quick half hour talk on whatever subject, whatever their hobby is, and they put it out. The one thing that the traditional publishing method, the legacy publishing method, have that really in their favour, that's we need to find some way to get around this, is they have the ability to spread the word, to get those shows under the noses of people who are interested. And they really have that nailed down. They've got all the distribution. Anytime that self-publishing seriously lacks that, unless you've been recommended to a show, you might not even know it exists. I mean, I've come across a show called Writing Excuses because Marie from Flutter, she twittered, she dented, but she listens to that and thought, oh, that sounds quite interesting. And I went, look, got an episode, and I thought, oh, that is interesting, I like that. I never knew about that until she mentioned it. So that's one of the things that is a, because it's a central sort of hub of stuff, of free, legally free stuff, it sort of counters that. It makes our own little distribution network to allow people to explore and find stuff that they would never even have heard of before. But it's Creative Commons, it's free, they can download it, they can subscribe, whatever. Not only that, for people who are creators themselves and who are looking for example, music to put on, to put into different, in their own shows, they know that anything they find on our search engine, our torrent site, is legally free and they can do that. They hear a tune that they like, they can play it as long as they respect the licenses that's on it. And that reminds me of another thing. There's going to be a section on each description for exactly what license it's under as well. So you can see that in the description.
So what's the first step here? What have you got in mind? What's at the top of your little to-do list?
Right, the to-do list. The very first, at the start of this, is to get some names going. And what I want you to do is, instead of just going and registering a site and starting building it, I wanted to actually put this out to the people and let the people who are interested submit names for sites and names for projects. Because one thing that I do not want to do, I've seen accusations of project sites before where they've got to start off with the greatest intentions, and then you go and look in their IRC channel or their forums, all they seem to be doing is trying to discuss, what do we call ourselves?
Yeah, I've seen those projects. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, a name is important, but that's only the very start of it. And I'm perfectly well aware that I don't want this project to be tabbed with that brush. I want to go out of our way to ensure that does not happen. And the only way I can think of doing that is to get it over and done with right at the start, to lay out the project and then submit suggestions, or have people submit suggestions for names, at which point we close that off, narrow down a name, register a site, and start building and start actually doing stuff.
Cool. Okay, so you're going to get people to actually come up with name ideas for you, which I think is great. That's very democratic of you, actually. Do you intend to, I don't know, manage the rest of the project in a similar fashion, or is it just sort of feedback from the community for a potential name, and that's it? I mean, I'm sure you'll be open to community feedback, but I'm just wondering how the structure of the project will be, I guess.
Yeah, we're actually looking for a few things as far as names are concerned, but the reason, as I say, that we're doing that is we want to get that over and done with, get that settled, so that we can move on to the actual creation of the code and getting it up and running. As far as the rest of the project is concerned, I mean, I can only go on what I've seen of the way that some other projects are run. I'm all in favour of a community. I really want this to be a community thing. This is not about me. A lot of it was my idea, but that doesn't mean anything, really. The bottom line is, this is a community thing. And I want it to remain that way. We have things that we want as sort of lines in the sand. I mean, things like, I don't want to use Mono, for example, for the code base. I don't trust Mono. I would rather build something that does not involve a guillotine hovering over above me, you know? Things like that, I can draw the line at and say, no, we're not doing that. And there's other things that we may come across somewhere down the line that we say we definitely are going to do. I mean, I want to be fully transparent about this as well, to make sure that any donations are not coming to me, they're coming to the project. I want to do everything as open and transparent and as democratically as possible, as that's really the key. I mean, I'm looking at things like the Drupal project, where you've got a key group of people, core Drupalistas. They are basically the veto. When people submit new things, it's them that check the code, it's them that make the key decisions, but the whole community is involved. So it's sort of that's kind of what I'm going on. But as I say, details. Everything's open for discussion at this stage. I want to be as transparent. I'm not interested in doing any of this as proprietary or any of this as we'll have a little secret cabal, you know, IRC channel that only staff are allowed into and where we can have a laugh at other people. But I'm not interested in doing that. I'm just not going to do that. So it's going to be as democratic and as free and open as we possibly can be, but with the ability to put the foot down as and when it's needed.
Okay, so where should people go to, well, I think you gave the website already, we should probably mention it again to find out more information about it. What about suggesting the names for the project? Where should people contact you for that?
Yeah, the website is unseenstudio.co.uk/tracker. Unseen Studio is a different project that I'm also doing with Kevy, which is an audio cast network, among other things. That's not what we're here to talk about. That's what that site is, and I wanted to put up a page that goes through some of what we're talking about here in more sort of laid out way, in a more logical way, because no doubt I've forgotten some of the stuff that's written here. So yeah, if you go there, and what we're looking for is a few suggestions for names. There's a web form you can click on and submit it. So I'm looking for, first of all, I'm looking for a name that's the project name. And that would be, I mean, the project name is, for example, Mozilla.org is the Mozilla project, and their products or their packages are Firefox and Thunderbolt, whatever. So I'm looking for something, a name, something that's catchy, something that's funky, but clean. I mean, I'm quite happy to swear, but this, I want all these names to be clean and family friendly. It's important for sort of branding. So we're looking for a name that we can market, where to go to download the CMS once it's ready, and where you go to take part in discussions and that type of thing. I'm looking for that. We're looking for a name of the software itself, like Firefox. I'm looking for something that's catchy that people can download and go, I want to set up a torrent site, I'll go and download X, whatever that name is, and we sort of can gradually build that up into a brand itself. The next thing we're looking for is, and I'm really going to have to resist the temptation here to try and influence this one, but the next thing is a naming scheme. Like Debian have, they've got their releases named after Toy Story. So we've got like Squeeze and Wheezy and various other ones. I'm going to skip over that in case I let my bias slip here. So we're looking for some sort of a funky naming scheme that's kind of unusual. So we're looking for that. The other thing we're looking for, I forgot to mention, is we're going to have an audio cast that's attached to this, and we're looking for a name of the audio cast as well.
What's the audio cast going to be?
The audio cast is sort of a two-sided. One is I'm looking at maybe a monthly kind of round table where it's not the same hosts every time. It's just whoever's available at that time and wants to join in on like a mumble group conference call or whatever, to discuss things for about an hour or maybe about an hour, maybe longer, I don't know. Again, details. And basically the idea is discussions on things surrounding copyright and changes to laws and to protect IP and ACTA and all these types of things, maneuvers by the legacy industries to block out torrents and block out sharing and speculative invoicing and copyright, dubious copyright claims and DMCA requests and all that type of stuff. The more socially, politically, that sort of side. So it's discussing any of the news stories that have taken place over that month about that. It's just whatever happens. So that's the main thrust of it. It's to sort of see, to educate people as to what the legacy industries do to screw people over, basically, and how badly they treat people. The flip side of that is what I want to do is have a sort of a best of, like when a new audiocast appears on the torrent site, then it's basically saying, oh, there's this new show, and it's about such and such, and it's hosted by such and such, and listen to a couple of episodes, it's quite cool, you know? So it's to give a little bit of a promotion to new content, or new shows, new distros, new whatever it is, that have came onto the torrent site. So it's sort of, as well as discussing stories of, oh, such and such has released a creative comment, like Trent Reznor or whatever has released his new album on the Pirate Bay or whatever. So it's that type of thing. It's a whole discussion, sort of partly looking at kind of legacy stuff and partly promotion of like Creative Commons and that type of thing.
I didn't catch, you probably said it, what are there... You're looking, the audio cast to be a fairly open cast of hosts, is that correct?
Yeah, we want it to be sort of the way that that I perceived Linux Cranks to be, whereby it was all different hosts. I mean, you've been on Linux Cranks a lot when it was going, but every fortnight it would be maybe different hosts. You know, some people would either be listening but they couldn't call in. Called in for two episodes or three episodes in a row, and then you didn't hear from them for 6 months. So it's basically whoever's available at the time and whoever's interested in taking part.
Got it. Okay. Well, while you were talking earlier, I checked out that little web form for the name suggestions. Seems to work. Seems to be pretty clear on what you're looking for. So I guess that's really where people should go first, and then they should hit up your unseenstudio.co.uk/tracker for really a complete. I've been reading through it, and yeah, I mean it's very, very complete. It's really nice. So. I don't know, unless we've skipped over anything that you can think of, I think this gives everyone a pretty good idea of what you're thinking about.
Yeah, the only other thing that I can think of that we haven't really mentioned yet is I want to tie in to the existing EFF and GNU and SFLC and things like that and Creative Commons to help cross-promote them. And hopefully get them involved as well and then help them cross-promote us and saying, well, if you want to go and get torrented music and whatever, go, you know, this is a site, and probably will be others. Hopefully, after a while, once we get a working CMS, the other people will be able to set up and do exactly what we're doing, but in their own way. And hopefully that'll be Creative Commons as well. And I mean, I keep saying Creative Commons, but I'm talking about anything that's legally free to distribute. BSD, MIT license stuff, GPL, AGPL, whatever, you know, Apache. You know, it's all good. Or Creative Commons or whatever. So yeah, we want to tie in to other like free culture and civil liberties, open rights group and all that. So with that, I'm talking about I didn't actually get it, I'm not really a gamer anymore, but the Humble Indie Bundle thing, apparently when you go to buy that, you can select a certain amount of your donation or your fee to go to, I believe it's the EFF. But what I would like to do is something similar, where people, if they can donate, if they want to donate money to us, that they can have like a drop-down menu and give a certain percentage of that to whatever, you know, Creative Commons, SF, you know, all these projects, whatever one that they like, so they can donate to us and others as well. And it's all in a good cause, basically.
Cool. Great. Sounds good. Well, thanks for coming on the show and talking to me about this really, really cool idea. Best of luck on it. I'm sure you guys will do really cool things with it, whatever, you know, however quickly or slowly it progresses. Look forward to seeing where it goes.
Yeah, this is the slow burning, I think, is probably the best way to put it. But yeah, this is us off to a start now. And you know, it should take off once more people hear about it. And I suppose this is the start of the PR gig. I'm not naturally a PR guy, but we'll go wherever it goes.
So yeah, you are now.
I've kind of volunteered myself for that, haven't I? Thanks anyway, Clotty, for the interview, and we'll see where it goes.
Cool, okay, thanks a lot. See ya.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.